Elia, who is the first female commissioner in the history of the state education department, says she decided now is the right time to leave the post. She's agreed to accept a job with a national firm that works to turn around struggling public schools.
Very excited about that opportunity. It plays to the things that I have most experience in and the work that I want to continue doing. And it's beyond New York State, so it'll give me the opportunity to influence what happens in other states with students across the country.
Elia says the unnamed firm deals with policy and that she will not be doing any lobbying.
I've talked long and hard about the fact that I do not believe that children in politics match well.
Elia says she did not notify the Board of Regents or its Chancellor, Betty Rosa, in advance of her announcement, saying she wanted to tell everyone the news at once. She says she is not leaving because of any disharmony between the commissioner and the board. In a statement, Regents Chancellor Rosa thanked the commissioner for her tireless and unwavering service to New York State's children. Elia took over as education commissioner in 2015 after former education commissioner John King left to work for the Obama administration. She helped calm the waters after controversy over the implementation of the Common Core learning standards and what some parents and teachers said was excessive testing in the schools that led to boycotts of the tests.
I would go into meetings with parents, and they were so upset they could hardly articulate the things they were upset about. And many of them, parents, also teachers, and teachers felt like they had been attacked in New York.
Elia remained committed to standardized testing, though she oversaw a streamlining and shortening of the exams, and she encouraged more input from teachers. She also defended the use of computerized exams, even when major software glitches postponed some of the tests for the past 2 years in a row. The head of the New York State School Boards Association, Tim Creamer, says he's not totally surprised by Elia's announcement, but he says he was caught short by the timing.
She probably got to the place where she said, there's other things I want to do in my life, and I'm ready to go. We're sorry to see her go. She's been a good commissioner.
Creamer also credits Elia with smoothing over heated disputes over the Common Core learning standards and associated teacher evaluations.
She really helped bring down the temperature. When she arrived, it was a very tumultuous time. We had the whole issues around Common Core learning standards and teacher and principal evaluations just on fire. And she came in and she started this listening tour, going around the state, talking to every group she could think of, and really, I think, developed some good relationships with people in the field who felt confidence in the fact that she was going to be reasonable in her approach and would listen and would react to some of the things that they had to say. And I think she did that quite effectively.
A statement from the state's largest teachers union, New York State United Teachers, was more measured. The union says it wishes Elia well in her new endeavors, but says it hopes the next commissioner works to fix what NYSET says is the broken state testing system for children in grades 3-8. Elia, a Buffalo area native, began her career teaching in public schools in Amherst. Before becoming education commissioner in New York, she headed the Hillsborough County School District, a large district which includes Tampa, Florida. She was fired from that job after clashing with the school board, but her achievements there, including developing better teacher performance reviews, were praised. No timetable for a replacement for the commissioner or for an interim commissioner has been set. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.